You're listening to SBS News.
The money pledged by New South Wales Labor, if it is elected in March, will be spent on an extra 200 specialist domestic violence housing places in priority areas for women and children. Opposition leader Michael Daly says the $158 million commitment also includes 29 more specialist domestic violence caseworkers. Astrid Perry, a policy manager at Settlement Services International, which works with migrants and refugees, welcomes the funding but hopes the investment will also include provisions to meet the needs of migrant and refugee women.
Often they are new arrivals and don't understand our systems to access support, and they don't necessarily trust the broader world of Australia yet because they're so new or have lived within their own communities. And domestic violence is often a time that they need to seek specialist advice that makes it outside their immediate community, but needs to be a place of being trusted. So we know from our settlement services that they see a lot of domestic violence cases, but they're not specialists in that field and they're not funded to do domestic violence work.
Victoria has a dedicated multicultural domestic violence service, but New South Wales does not, while other states have some services embedded within existing mainstream services. Migrant women on temporary visas face additional hurdles when they seek help for family violence, with one of their biggest fears and risks being they and their children will be deported if they try to leave a violent partner. For migrant women who are residents, a lack of awareness about services outside their communities is also a factor. Alison McDonald is Policy Unit Manager at Domestic Violence Victoria. She says the 2016 Royal Commission into Family Violence in Victoria made a number of recommendations to assist migrant women.
On the one hand, building capacity of our service system to work appropriately with those groups of women. There's one recommendation to the Victorian government that it should work through COAG on the Migration Act so that there could be changes made there to make it easier for victims, survivors of family violence to appeal to the family and domestic violence clauses in the Migration Act, which offer a pathway to permanent residency if you can prove family violence. That work is ongoing. There's still a lot to do. From our perspective, in relation to the upcoming federal election, we would really hope to see both major parties both recognising the urgency of this issue and making commitment to some remedies.
Karen Willis is the Executive Officer of Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia. She believes specialist services across the country are an unrealistic aim. Rather, she believes support for minority groups, including multicultural women, should be offered via the existing regional and peak services, which already have a solid understanding of the issues affecting these communities. She suggests these bodies should be able to train existing services on how best to offer support to multicultural, Indigenous and other communities.
So it doesn't matter where you go. Once you walk in the door, there are people who have been trained by those regional and peak bodies to understand exactly what they need to do and what they shouldn't be doing in a culturally appropriate way. Also have a good understanding of the local service system so they can assist people to integrate. And if they strike a problem, they know who to ring. They can ring that local or regional body and consult, get the appropriate clinical information and be able to do the job that they should be doing. That way what we can do is have services across the country that are responsive to the needs of immigrant and refugee women, women with disabilities, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, and so on.
Part of the process in tackling domestic violence is working with perpetrators and identifying their behaviour before it becomes a major issue. Behaviour change programs are a fairly new area and currently mainly target offenders who have come into contact with the criminal justice system due to their domestic violence. Ms Willis says her service is increasingly getting more and more phone calls from men who are concerned about their behaviour and want to change. She says ideally programs should be more accessible to this group, targeting people well before their behaviour becomes embedded and criminal.
Early recognition of those who are beginning to use violence in their relationships and being able to track those individuals into high quality behaviour change responses that can be individually targeted at them, so one-on-one counselling, as well as some of the group work and other activities that are going on. Behaviour change is a fairly new area of work. When it comes to trauma that people who've experience sexual assault, domestic violence experience. We know a lot about that. We know how to assist people in recovery. We're just starting on behaviour change. My guess is in 10 years' time, we'll be saying, yeah, we shouldn't have done that, but now look at what we're doing. But the only way to get to that is to actually give it a go.
For more information, contact 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.